All right, I have Rick Kale with us. He's one of the founders from Troops First Foundation, and they're having their inaugural Operation Warrior Call event coming up on November 24th. We're going to talk about that. But first, Rick Kale, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me on and making the time and the airtime available for us. Appreciate it.
You're one of the founders of Troops First Foundation. Describe first what that foundation is and what exactly you guys do.
We focus primarily on service members that were injured in Iraq and Afghanistan and their families. And we wanted to provide opportunities or services or resources that were relevant, as well as not duplicate other things that were being done. There are many great organizations. Some provide scholarships, so we didn't need to look at that. So we came up with a couple different concepts for programs that we've been able to launch. One of them that has gotten a lot of attention over the last several years is a program called Operation Proper Exit, where we've actually taken warriors back to the battle space where they were injured. We did 10 trips to Iraq, and we've done 3 to Afghanistan, and we're getting ready to take another group of warriors back to Afghanistan next month. I truly believe that our hallmark is what we refer to as our quiet work. We build relationships with warriors and their families, and we help them on an individual basis figure out what's the next step and try and help them get there.
And November 24th will be your inaugural Operation Warrior Call, which is where veterans or battle buddies, as Troops First calls it, will be calling each other, kind of offering this kind of network of understanding between the vets. Tell us how this event came together.
Well, a lot of the service members come home and they get disconnected. And that can be a very severe disconnect when there's emotional problems, mental health type problems taking place, as well as just the rigors of the day kind of get in the way and separate them from the resources and services that they might otherwise avail themselves of when they're, you know, in the mix, so to speak. So we talked to a lot of warriors. We had a summit in Texas. We had about 20 warriors and a lot of senior leadership, some retired, some still active duty. And we really gleaned things down to the most simple thing that can take place, and that is to ask warriors to call a battle buddy. And hopefully when they call them, they're going to find out that, you know, there's good news. They're working. They're doing well in their relationships. They're moving forward. But if they're not, try and rebuild the trust with them and get them to take advantage of what's available to them in their communities through the VA or through other private sector entities and start working on solving their problems. And the motivation for this truly can come from another battle buddy who has had shared experiences and, you know, lessons learned. So that's the whole idea behind this. It's not just do it on the 24th. It's what we're trying to do with the 24th is create a national day of awareness, and then we're going to continue to push this initiative.
So for the general populace like myself who doesn't understand what is needed when these people, when veterans come home, or warriors as you like to call them, what's the purpose of having this network of understanding for a vet? How does it work for the vet itself? How does it help them?
For someone who is in, let's say, for example, somebody that's in a dark place. He's come home, he's gotten out of the service, or he may be in the service, and he's not doing well. Let's say there might be, you know, some sort of substance abuse or other things going on in his life that he's not prepared to share with people. What I've come to understand, and trust me, I'm not a subject matter expert by any means, through practical experience and through being with many of these guys over the last several years. The reality is that they want to talk to somebody that can relate to their experiences. If they're having flashbacks and nightmares and things that are getting in their way from moving forward and taking care of their responsibilities and their families, the best way to mitigate that is by having them initially talk to other warriors that have had those same experiences so they can relate. When that dynamic takes place, more often than not, they're able to acerbate any future problems and get these warriors into connect them to services and resources that are available. And that's the whole idea. It's not that we as civilians can't help, but for many, the first contact or the first reconnect to take that step to move in the direction of accountability and taking care of themselves and their families, the impetus for that first step needs to come from somebody who's had shared experience.
Now, Operation Warrior Call is having these veterans stay in touch with each other. Is the event hoping to connect veterans who possibly served in the same war, or can, say, a vet from another war, Vietnam,
absolutely
talk with
veterans
Iraq
or veterans?
Right.
Vietnam, some of the older gentlemen that and ladies, you know, from Korea, had the pleasure of meeting with a World War II veteran just a month ago, and he gets it. He understands it. He's 90 years old, and he understands exactly what we're talking about. It's an amazing bond that they have, unlike anything else I've ever seen in anywhere. We need to make that brotherhood and sisterhood work for these warriors. We really believe that it's a tremendous way forward for them to stay connected and strengthen the force through that connectivity.
So if someone, a veteran, wants to be involved in Operation Warrior Call on November 24th and the future, what do they have to do? How do they get involved?
Really, it's very simple. That's the beauty of this. This is not a fundraiser. This is nothing more than a tap on the shoulder and saying, you've served. So what we'd like you to do is pick up the phone, find the right number, call a couple numbers to find that guy you haven't talked to in a while that you think about and you're wondering how he's doing, and make the time and take the effort to reach out and find him to get the answers to your question. How is he doing? Is he doing well? Is his family doing well? What kind of help does he need? And then provide the connectivity back to those resources and services if he does in fact need help. And we've got a companion website where it's nothing more than links to these links that we've put up, they are organizations and services that are extremely well thought of. They've been vetted, and they can go to the OperationWarriorCall.org website, see what's up there, link onto something, and then start looking geographically and categorically for the services that are going to help their battle buddies.
Well, Mr. Rick Kell, I think we've covered everything. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Just like to say thanks and help us get this word out. And it doesn't end on the 24th. It's a continuing effort. The force can really be strengthened, and a lot of families and warriors can be assisted by promoting connectivity. It's really a great way forward for these families and their warriors.
Rick Kell, thank you so much for talking to WUTC, and maybe we can talk again soon.
Would love to, and thanks for helping us.